Residents in the Clemens Mills neighborhood are usually dealing with raccoons digging through garbage and making a mess, but for some living in that area, their front yard has become a space for others to dump their garbage. Gavin Heidecker has spent the last two garbage pickup dates making sure his bags are the only ones at the end of his driveway. "It's happened three times and each time they think they can pile their extra bags next to ours," said an upset Heidecker. "If I hadn't caught them putting it there, I bet they'd still be doing it." Since confronting the individual, he hasn't had any extra bags by his curb, but thinks they could be leaving them at other properties. "It's not a huge deal, but it is annoying when someone thinks they can leave their garbage here. Just take it to the dump," he said. Heidecker thinks that with more people living in one home, whether it be from multi-generational housing or rooming houses, more garbage will need to be collected. The region of Waterloo, which is in charge of garbage pickup, has noticed a trend in more bags being refused because the homeowner is over the three-bag limit that has been in place since 2022. Dave Johnston, manager of waste collection and diversion at the region of Waterloo, acknowledges the challenges that come with rapid growth and an increased population, but maintains that the region has some of the highest recycling numbers in the province. "Even with rapid growth, the residents of our region continue to be avid recyclers. We have one of the highest diversion rates in Ontario at 63% in 2022, said Johnston. He notes that the majority of material diverted from local landfills is through the green bin, yard waste, and blue box recycling programs. As the population grows, the region and their contractors will add collection trucks to their fleet to meet the needs of their customers. As household numbers start to grow, the region says residents won't be getting any breaks and must recycle to reduce the amount of bags that go out to the curb. Having weekly organics and blue box services provides an incentive to recycle what you can and reduces the need for garbage service, which is collected every second week, said Johnston. For those rare occasions when customers do have extra bags, they have the option of purchasing bag tags for them. According to the most recent data provided by the region, they sold over 48,000 bag tags in 2022. They expect this number to rise as numbers become available for 2023. Garbage bag tags are available online at the region's website and in person at various retailers run by the region, like the Ainslie Street Bus Terminal and the Public Health Building at 150 Main Street. As of April 1, 2024, the cost of garbage bag tags will increase. Garbage bag tags will be $3 each and will continue to be sold in sheets of 5 for $15. There is also a variety of information on what is and is not recyclable to help the community break down and minimize what goes to the landfill. The region also has its own app called Waste Whiz that provides residents with additional resources and information. Johnston wants to remind the public not to dump garbage anywhere, and if you have extra bags, to take them to one of the region's landfills, like the one at 201 Savage Drive. Homeowners who have added a legal basement apartment or unit can apply to have their bag limit increased with the region's online form. Make use of the Double Up Garbage Days. Check Waste Whiz or your 2024 waste collection calendar for the schedule, added Johnston.